Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
On Beacon Hill, the new House budget is out, as we've been reporting this morning, and reaction is coming in, especially from unions and cities and towns. The $30 billion budget plan delivers $65 million in local aid cuts, but it also proposes measures to help communities by controlling rising health care costs and projects a health care savings of $100 million next year. To bring us a local perspective this morning, we're joined now by Joshua Ostroff. He's a member of the Natick Board of Selectmen and is president of the Massachusetts Municipal Association. Good morning and thanks for speaking with us.
Glad to be here, Bob. Thanks for the opportunity.
First off, let's look at that proposal in the budget to allow cities and towns to adjust their employees' health care coverage without union approval. Local cities and towns have long been pushing the legislature to support such a plan. What are its pitfalls?
Well, there are very few pitfalls from the perspective of the local taxpayer or municipal officials who are trying to maintain critical services during this recessionary economy. What this plan would do is give cities and towns the ability to offer health insurance plans that are comparable to what state employees have and better than what most people in the private sector have. The costs would continue to be negotiated in terms of the split between employers and employees, but the plans would be at least as good as what is available to a typical state employee.
Respond to the unions who are already lining up against this very specific provision, saying that it'll weaken collective bargaining locally by local employees.
Well, I appreciate that concern, and I first want to acknowledge how important health care is to every individual, local employee, state employee, private citizen. It's essential to have a peace of mind about your well-being and that of your families. But the cost has gone out of control. Essentially, what's happening is that the health insurance premiums that we are paying for these legacy plans are forcing cities and towns to lay off teachers, firefighters, police. This is the fastest growing part of any municipal budget. It's growing at three times the rate of any other cost, much greater than 2.5%. So the net result is fewer public employees because of the cost increases that we've been facing. This would arrest that.
Let me ask about local aid. $65 million in local aid cuts coming. The House budget writers say that the $100 million saved in this municipal health change would more than make up that number. Do you agree with those figures?
Well, I do in the aggregate, but this needs to be looked at in context because local aid has been cut by hundreds of millions of dollars over the past several years, over $400 million in the past 3 years. So we have experienced significant cuts to cities and towns in order to retain firefighters and police and teachers and public works employees. So we are dealing with a long-standing issue. This would begin to stem the tide and help us on the road to recovery.
So do I take by your answer that the Mass Municipal Association and local communities across the state will be on Beacon Hill trying to reduce the impact of or trying to get more money for local aid?
For sure. With that, what we seek to do is to have fair and predictable and sustainable levels of local aid. We also want to reduce unfunded mandates that impose costs on local taxpayers who have very little recourse because we have to have a balanced budget every year. And that frequently means sacrificing services that people rely on.
Let's move away from that and let me ask one more question, this one about regionalization. The House budget proposes the creation of a grant program designed to help cities and towns save money by regionalizing some local services. That's a little tough for a lot of local leaders to bite off, though, losing control of what has been a particular service that's been under their control since, you know, the start of local time.
That's true. It is a change of culture, but I think it's long overdue. I think whenever it's feasible for cities and towns to regionalize, to share a service, maintain the quality of that service at a lower cost, we need to embrace that opportunity.
So then the Mass Municipal Association is urging local communities to take another look. Local communities, local community leaders who might be reluctant to embrace regionalization to take another look.
Bob, for the past several years at our meetings and conferences, we have done extensive training on how best to regionalize. So we are fully on board with the concept. When it works for local officials and the local governing body, town meeting or selectmen or mayors or councils agree on it, it's up to them. It should be a local decision to do so. So this is something, it's another tool in order to maintain good value during difficult times.
Joshua Ostroff, president of the Massachusetts Municipal Association, member of the Board of Selectmen in Natick, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
My pleasure to be with you, Bob. Thank you very much.